The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hello and welcome to the Soulful Valley Podcast, now globally ranked and listened to in more than 30 countries worldwide. If you're a regular listener, thank you for listening and supporting this podcast. If you're new here and don't know me yet, I'm your host, Katie Carey, a disabled entrepreneur, independent publisher of books that matter, and an international best-selling author, and of course, the host of this globally ranked podcast. I help metaphysical coaches and healers gain confidence, clarity, raise their visibility and their credibility, giving them the opportunity to shine their light brighter so that the people they are here to serve can find them. I do this by creating opportunities for them to become best-selling authors in my multi-author and solo book projects. I also offer one-to-one mentorship services to help spiritual business owners find and unlock their limiting beliefs. In this podcast, I'll be sharing wisdom from myself, coaches, authors, and energy healers that could be just what you need to transform your life today. You can connect with me via the Contact Katie button at my website at www.soulfulvalley.com. Following the incredible success of our recent book launch with Evolving on Purpose, Mindful Ancestors Paving the Way for Future Generations, which you can now buy on Amazon, wherever you live, becoming an international bestseller in 6 countries, Soulful Valley are launching another important book collaboration for 2022. Entangled No More, Women Who Broke Free from Toxic Relationships, Building Their Own Empires, is a book to help educate people around the subject of toxic relationships. We will be sharing stories about how we healed beyond toxic relationships in romantic relationships with family members, bosses, friends, the toxic relationship with money, and the most important of all, the toxic relationship with the self. If you are a holistic coach or healer who would like to join us in this book collaboration and become a best-selling author, you can find more by visiting soulfulvalley.com and click on the page Entangled No More.
You gotta love yourself with all your heart. If you don't already, it's time to start. 'Cause nothing's gonna work out until you do.
Care is a psychic medium and Reiki master teacher who grew up in the suburbs of Detroit, Michigan. She has lived in Las Vegas, Nevada, and currently resides in St. Louis, Missouri. Care has a master's degree in education and recently retired from teaching. She is now working full-time in the metaphysical field. In 2015, Care established Care Reiki, a business offering Reiki sessions and classes. Her business has grown and, along with Reiki, now includes psychic readings, tarot card readings, mediumship readings, and shaman energy healing. Care offers classes and one-to-one sessions, small group and large group events. Care has experienced psychic phenomena since she was a young girl. She often had precognitive dreams and the sense of knowing things. As a teenager, she experienced her first physical spirit visit. In her early 20s, she learned to read Turkish coffee from a friend's Yugoslavian aunt. Care experienced electronic disturbances and accepted these as normal. It was not until her brother's unexpected physical death that she decided to develop her natural skills and further explore the metaphysical field. Being a lifelong learner and teaching others brings her joy. Care has read about, explored and studied many metaphysical topics over the last 40 plus years. These have included psychic development, mediumship, Reiki, remote viewing and shamanism. She is an avid reader and hosts a metaphysical book club online. Care believes all people are capable of tapping into their intuition and is honoured to assist those who seek to strengthen their metaphysical abilities. She is continually amazed and in awe of the universe and its never-ending signs and synchronicities. She believes there are no coincidences, but does believe in divine timing. You are listening to this for a reason. You can find Care at facebook.com/Reiki and Tarot Card Readings or at www.carereiki.com.
Hello and welcome to Soulful Valley Care.
Hello and thank you.
Care is one of our contributing authors in the book Evolving on Purpose, which is launching next week on the 22nd of October. And we're so excited, aren't we, Care? I'm sure you're just as excited as me.
It's a dream come true, really. Like many people, I have watched say, I have had this on my goal, my vision board for a while.
And it had been on mine for years. And isn't it great how we've all come together and we're both finally doing this? It's divine timing. It was meant to be now, wasn't it? I've just reread your chapter again. And there are so many connections in there for me and things that I've experienced in my life. For the sake of our listeners, can you share with them a bit about your story and a little bit about your chapter?
My story basically touches on several things, but it takes you back in time to where I first recognized psychic abilities in myself. But then with a tragedy happening in my life, it really propelled me forward to look for and search for and develop my skills and the healing, the love, just the amazing transformation that took place in me really made me who I am today. So it was really a profound journey for me.
Absolutely. And there's some bits in your chapter. I came across my first psychic just after my dad died in my early 20s. And that was where I started to want to know a bit more. But I'd also had things in my childhood. When I was 9, I'd lost my nan. And I used to connect with her by dream. I was with her at night in my dreams.
Dreams are amazing. Yes,
it was happening when I was 9 years old. Yes.
And it's funny how you can look back and see those things and the patterns. It's funny, we can identify the patterns as we grow and what was maybe seeds planted for us and just ways for us to evolve into who we are today, right? Yeah. And be able to look back and see those spirit connections, it gives me goosebumps.
It gives me goosebumps as well, because the person that your chapter is about as well, when you appeared to write in this book, it was around his anniversary, wasn't it? Because I remember coming into the Zoom to chat to me about it. And that was the huge synchronicity for you to write in this book.
Huge. That was the sign from the universe and from spirit that this was something I needed to do. It was the anniversary, 13th anniversary of a death of someone that propelled me on this journey, really, that had me in a grief-stricken state. But that yet, you know, I climbed out of it and got the healing I needed through these metaphysical avenues I explored. So yes, absolutely. The synchronicity is amazing. Mm-hmm. I love the synchronicity that we're launching on the 22nd, because 22 is a master number in numerology. Mm-hmm. And that happens to be one of my numbers. So I was so excited to hear that too.
It's also October is very spiritual for me, because I've lost a few close people to me in October. And I launched the podcast almost the same time a year ago. And that all felt like it was connected, you know, spiritual. So when you start to look back and pay attention and you really start to understand it, you can see things then before they happen, can't you? You intuitively know, rather than we're looking back at those patterns from the past. We didn't know then, did we? But I think as you grow and expand a bit more, they become so obvious. The signs just become they're just there. There's just like a pathway for you, and just guided all the way. Can you explain to our listeners what it is that you do in the world to help people and support them?
Yes, I can. I offer several services. My heart is in them all. Everything I do is heart-centered and filled with love. I'm a Reiki practitioner. I believe there's healing power in the hands. It's also connected with our mind, of course. But yes, I believe there's a healing power within ourselves. So I practice Reiki and I teach Reiki, which I love because I am a retired teacher, public school teacher. So teaching comes naturally to me. And then I am also a psychic tarot card reader. So I read tarot cards psychically. I can read psychically other ways too. I enjoy the cards. I do. And I also am a medium. So I do mediumship readings where you connect with your past loved ones and bring forth messages, which I feel always provide that connection and healing and love that the sitter can feel or the client can feel. And it's just that reassurance of the afterlife. So those are mainly what I offer. I do guide people on their own paths. So I offer that too. If you need assistance or love assistance in a compassionate, safe environment, I will help you unfold your abilities.
That's beautiful. Is there anything else that you want to share with us today, Kay, while you're here?
Just that I know that the journey in the metaphysical field, it's a bunch of unknowns. But once you get in it, you can find, you feel the love. Once you feel that love and you know about the afterlife and just that connection, you can begin to see all of those synchronicities in life and the doors just open. When the doors open, there's a reason that the door is there. So like, I believe if somebody connects with me or watches this podcast and if there's a reason they're watching it, like it was meant to be, you were meant to hear this message. You were meant to, here's a door. You're meant to either open the door. You can pass it by. It's up to you. But I encourage you to have the courage to open the door because we're all connected. That's it, Katie. We're all connected.
We are. And I don't think I've ever witnessed it so much as I have. I feel like crying with the creation of this book and the people that came in and the way that you all came in. I don't think I've ever experienced it on such a huge level, the connection to spirit, the involvement with spirit in this project. It's been mind-blowing for me and quite a journey. So we are definitely all connected. And if you're in the group watching us and supporting us, please go and check out the guide. We've got guides in the Facebook group, with each author has a guide, and you can go and learn more about each author and go and find out a bit more about Kerr, and you'll be able to connect with her in there. Thanks so much for your time today, Kerr, and I will see you in the support group.
Okay.
Bye for now.
So ask yourself, is this for me? Give yourself some boundaries. Learn to trust your.
Thanks for listening to the Soulful Valley podcast. I trust that you will have heard something today that you were ready to hear, and that it's made you feel a little lighter, more aligned and connected with your soul's purpose, and you have been reminded of who you really are and the true nature of the power that you hold within you. My aim for this podcast is to bring love, light, wisdom, raise consciousness and ease suffering. If you've enjoyed the show, go back and listen to some of the back catalogue of previous episodes. Subscribe, follow, rate and review so that you're notified when new episodes drop in, and share this podcast with anyone that you think it may help to listen to. You can connect with me at soulfulvalley.com, and if you scroll to the bottom of the website, there are links to my social media platforms.